GBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The families of the victims of the New Orleans attack are discussing the hard lessons they've learned.
Life is so fragile and so short, and it can be taken at any given moment, and you really need to love those around you.
That's Jack Beck talking about his brother Tiger Beck, one of 14 people killed in the truck attack. And authorities say the attacker was inspired by ISIS. ABC News has obtained a bulletin sent by the FBI urging law enforcement to remain vigilant in case of copycat attacks. The Surgeon General wants warning labels added to alcohol, warning of the increased risk of cancer from alcohol consumption. It's similar to the labels on cigarettes. President Biden decided to block the nearly $15 billion sale of U.S. steel to Japan's Nippon Steel. An announcement's expected today. And the new Congress convenes today. The first order of business is voting for Speaker. Mike Johnson wants to keep the job, but ABC has counted 17 Republicans who are noncommittal. This is ABC News. There's an investigation in Southern California where a small plane crashed into a building in Fullerton Thursday. Two people were killed, 19 were injured when the single-engine craft exploded into a fireball after striking the roof of a furniture factory with at least 200 people working inside. An endangered dolphin called J35 was seen this week carrying the body of her deceased calf in what researchers call an act of mourning.
J35 made headlines while doing the same thing 7 years ago after losing a different calf. She carried its remains for more than 1,000 miles over 17 days. Calf mortality is high. Only 50% of newborn orcas make it to their first birthday. And researchers warn that southern resident killer whales like J35 may be on the brink of extinction.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. There's a broccoli recall over listeria concerns involving 12-ounce bags of ready-to-eat market-side broccoli florets sold in 20 states by Walmart. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
It's the Packers and the Bears. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Bears Sunday. Green Bay has beat Chicago now 11 times in a row. Three Packers players named to the Pro Bowl, Rashawn Gary, and two free agents who joined the team this year, Josh Jacobs and safety Xavier McKinney.
Definitely special. You know, obviously this organization bringing in two great guys, two great leaders, and helping be a part of, you know, already successful team, and just taking us that much further, taking it another step further.
NBA, the Bucks tried to make a comeback, scoring 20 unanswered points in the fourth quarter, but lost at home to the Nets, 113-110. Doc Rivers asked, have the Bucks played the right way since their win in the NBA Cup?
Yeah, well, honestly, I thought we have played the right way overall. Since Vegas, we've been shorthanded. There's not a lot of nights like this where we play offense like the way we play tonight. So, yeah.
The Bucks host the Trailblazers, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Tom Cruise is getting into the casting business. The Mission Impossible star is currently looking for a younger version of himself to play the role of Ethan Hunt. The next two installments of the franchise, those would be films 8 and 9, will be prequels. Rumor has it the eighth film will be Cruise's last on screen, but he will still continue to produce the franchise. Glenn Powell was initially rumored to take over the role, but those rumblings have recently been shot down. No word yet on whether or not Cruise will expect his younger self to do his own stunts. could be a deal breaker. Sticking with the action thriller genre, Viola Davis will play the president in the upcoming film G20. Variety reports the Oscar winner will play Commander-in-Chief Danielle Sutton, who narrowly avoids being kidnapped, then proceeds to save her family and the world. The film will be directed by Patricia Riggin and drop on Amazon Prime this coming spring. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today, but it is going to be cold with a high of only 20 this afternoon. And the wind northwest to 10 to 20 will keep the wind chill factor hovering around or a little above zero here for a good chunk of the day. Clear tonight down to 5 above tomorrow sunshine with a high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, former U.S. attorney and host of Amicus, a law review, James Santel joins me. Was Merrick Garland the worst AG ever? Plus updates on the speaker's race and the Wisconsin Election Commission investigation. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW in Green Bay, 98.3 and 96.5 WISS in Oshkosh and Appleton. In a little bit, we've got Football Friday coming up with former Green Bay Packer, Wisconsin Badger, and Manitowoc Ship, Don Davey, for the Burkle's One Block Over segment. Kevin Burkle, are you there, my friend?
Good morning, Green Bay.
Hey, leave that to us, okay? Okay, all right. Wow. Wow. We've got a trademark on that, Kevin.
But you're in warmer weather.
Absolutely. How's everybody? Is Don in the studio today?
Yeah, we got Don. No, Don will be on the phone
today.
No,
Don's coming in. No, is he on the phone?
He's going to be on the phone, yeah.
All right.
He's actually coming up to Green Bay today. Yeah.
Oh, yes, good. Hopefully I'll see him this weekend. Him and his dad and my dad were really close.
Oh, really?
That's cool.
Oh, yeah. Yep. They were good friends.
How did that happen? I mean, being from Manitowoc versus Green Bay.
Well, my dad was a sales, and I believe Don, he was a customer of my dad's.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember how it was over 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I can't remember. But I know they were good. They were close. They were good friends.
Cool. I really enjoyed your dad, Kevin. When you had... what was the bar I did the show with Joe Sims at?
First and 10.
Your dad would make those sandwiches, those muffalettas and everything. He was just a fun guy to hang with. I spent a lot of time with him.
Yeah, I know. I miss him. Trust me. It's been 20 years since he passed.
Wow. You know who I would sit and have muffalettas with? Him and Irv Favre.
Oh, yeah. My dad and Irv always had a good time together.
Absolutely. That was a fun bar.
Yeah, those were the fun days. That was before cellular phones and cameras and social media, and you could have fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, without everybody knowing. So what do you got going on at Burkle's this weekend? I think we're going to stop in there again. That's a great place to go before the game, or actually, we watched the game last time we were there. I mean, your customer service is second to none. And I like that new burger you have on there as well. So what's going on this weekend at your place?
Well, hopefully something. I mean, I think the Packers are planning this stuff out every year that we're skipping the playoff games at home. I think they're purposely playing that record to be traveling.
Oh, man, I know.
That's a noon game, which is, so there's a game after.
Yeah.
And then there's
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, but then the Viking-Lions game is going to be fun to watch.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And that's at night.
You know, hopefully we'll have some people in town. You know, the Milwaukee tickets are, being a noon game, we might have a lot more action than the later game
on
Saturday. It depends. It's going to be cold. The game, I really don't think, means a whole lot.
It means less than that.
Which is a shame because it's still Packers and Bears. You want it to mean something.
The only thing, and the Packers.
Well, who'd want to drive up to Green Bay and watch the Chicago Bears play?
I know. And the Packers are favored by, what, 9.5?
Oh, I haven't seen.
Yeah. And.
You going?
Yeah. I mean.
There's tickets.
It's kind of a. I hate to say it in a roundabout way, but it's really a meaningless game.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a, you know, it's for pride. I get that. But as far as players wise, you know, I don't know. Do they even have to play the players this weekend?
No, they don't.
And
they're
wouldn't.
Going to. It
Are
seems
they?
Like, yeah.
Well, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
You're right. It's a matter of pride, but there's no incentive for either team.
No.
Well, no, because, you know, playing guys in this cold, yeah. You know, that, I mean, that's the, what am I looking for? The word I'm looking for is injury.
Right.
Yeah. You know, that cold
injury prone.
Injury prone,
oh, yeah,
yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Is brutal.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, tell us a little something else about Burkle's one block over, why we should go there and get some of that great food.
Not just for the game, but anytime.
Well, put in a whole new menu. Got some great new cooks. Actually, not new. I picked up a couple of new, really good cooks. One of my guys that's been with me for, God, since sideline days, over 20 years, I think he's been with me. But, yeah, we got a great new menu. Very diversified. I think it's very reasonably priced. We tried to do it the best we could to make a little bit of money. It's not a, you know, in food there's no profit as there is. So hopefully, you know, the new menu will take off. We got a lot of stuff coming up this year. Chili cook-offs. We got the draft coming.
Yeah.
We've got nightly specials going on all.
You know, Kevin,
weekly, nightly specials going on that are really nice. We're starting a to-go take-and-bake pizza program so people can pick up their pizzas, take them to bake them.
That's awesome. That's, Kevin, the...
we got a lot of stuff. We kind of got to retool a little bit this year because things have slowed down a bit, you know, in our industry.
Yeah.
Money's tight. Cash flow is not the greatest. Hopefully, in January 20th,
yeah,
I'll take a 360.
You will.
And
Kevin, I just want to talk about the NFL.
Will pick up, you know, a lot more. It's been quiet this year.
Yeah. But we have a lot to look forward to. There's a ton of events coming up. We had the guy on my show this Sunday, the VP of the Discover Green Bay, and there's 9 events that are going to be taking place in Green Bay outside of football. 9. Bowling, some gymnastics, some swim. I mean, it's just cool to have. There's a lot of stuff at the Resch, but, you know, I think there's some money to be made there. But I want to talk about the NFL draft, which is what we talked a lot about. They're really looking for stuff to do in the mornings because that really doesn't open till noon. So if you could do some kind of brunch, some Wisconsin brunch, like Johnny and I, we worked the farmer's breakfast. How many years have we done that?
Oh, yeah. Breakfast on the farm.
Breakfast on the farm. But, you know, you really,
yeah,
that's a Wisconsin breakfast,
right?
It's the cheese and these scrambled eggs. I mean, it's like it's just stringing together and just, anyway, there's a lot of cool things that we can do during that time as well. In the mornings. And we're going to try and do something down here as well.
Sounds good. Well, Kevin, listen, buddy. Hope you have a great weekend. And let's gear up for a phenomenal 2025.
Absolutely. Tell Don I said hi and tell him to stop in and see me this weekend. He goes back to the first in 10 days, too.
I know. I remember being there with him with that whole bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good bunch of guys. Kevin, it's always great talking to you.
Guys,
thanks for sponsoring us. Football Friday, Burkle's One Block Over with Don Davey coming up at 8:05. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Kevin. Happy New Year.
Thanks, guys.
Happy New Year. Take care, brother. See you. Mark, do you remember going to those bars with the boys back
then? Oh, yeah.
You know, I remember one time, maybe you were with them when I was doing the show at Kevin's place, and Joe Sims was my co-host, and we had Favre on. And I remember all the GB players, I told them, because I was doing the games then. And I told them, hey, and all the GB players came down that night.
Yeah, that was a big thing to come out to those things. And
yeah.
Sometimes people say, oh, there's different shows. It's like, yeah, there's a couple different shows.
Oh,
it's just
there were so many.
Yeah, and then you better get there early.
I remember one time when we were doing it at the old Timeout. Remember Timeout?
Oh, yeah.
And it was Timeout, Shabooms, and something, all three together, remember?
Yes.
Maybe Lothario's was part. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, that whole section. And I remember... once we had a Packer punter. Can't remember his name. He stayed for, and he said that Holmgren, or whoever the coach was, maybe it was Sherman, I don't know. But anyway, he called him and goes, wait a minute, you got a radio show? He goes, yeah. He goes, you're a bleeping punter and you got a radio show? He goes, only in Green Bay, Wisconsin, right, would a punter have his own radio show.
That's kind of true, but yeah, that's funny. That's funny.
But there were so many guys that had shows.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, it was incredible.
Multiple nights.
Yeah.
Multiple shows.
Absolutely.
And they were all attended and supported. No, I think that's why. It still is such a focal point. I mean, does the coach still have his own show? Does Matt LaFleur have his own show? I don't even know.
I think he's on with Larry.
But, I mean, there's not like a coach's show. I mean, it used to be
you
the
did that.
Lindy and Fonte right. show right. and the Forrest right. Gregg show right. and the Mike Holmgren show.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's like a Matt LaFleur show.
Yeah,
is there?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Right. Oh, there could right. be. What I'm saying is there's an appetite yeah. for this at all.
But I mean,
levels.
An actual, you know,
have a punter
in, at a place with people coming in and asking the coach yep. questions. And
yeah.
They don't have those anymore.
No, yeah. I don't think so. No.
Do you go far? No, you don't go as far back as the Bart Starr show, do you?
No.
Okay.
Don Davey, though, I said I probably remember, I don't want to say more with Packers, but I saw him one of my first, it probably was my first football game.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, up at the Badgers. With the Wisconsin, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I mean, I was just at Bell and Sports Medicine here today, of course.
Yeah, I lived in Southern Wisconsin. I remember
coming
in and, I remember going up for even camp. They used to have camp over at...
it wasn't in Madison, right? They used to go someplace.
They used to go right where the...
Wasn't it like a seminary or
something? Yeah, it's a seminary, and I'm blanking on the name. I was going to say St. Norbert's, not St. Norbert's. It's outside of Madison, because I had buddies that went there for their first year and said, I'm not going to become a priest. So they left after 1 year.
Where did your brother go for seminary?
St. Meinrad. That's down in Indiana.
I don't even know if this place is there any longer, but it was...
Mundelein? That's in Illinois.
This one's on the outskirts of Madison. It'd be on the west side of Madison.
And it wasn't a military school,
right? Nope. Okay. You're right. It was a seminary. I can't believe that's where they had camp.
Not Edgewood.
Nope. It's way outside. It would be out like about by Middleton now.
Oh. Well, wait till Don comes on. We'll ask him.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So,
but again, talk about Don Davey. You couldn't ask for a more, you know, great representative Northeast. Yep. Well, consider Manitowoc Northeast, but
yep.
Unbelievable record in high school.
Correct.
Phenomenal career. Four-time academic All-American.
Yep.
Isn't that something?
Yep.
I mean, great. Just great. And then a great pro career.
And then comes back.
He's a financial advisor now. And I was talking with James Campen yesterday. We're going to try to get Campen on. Actually, Campen was so mad because he's in Florida flying back to Green Bay, and his flight's supposed to leave at 8:05. And I said, can you come out at 8:05? Oh, my God. But he said, if my flight's delayed, could I call in and give Don Davey some crap? That is such a good group of guys. He said they've got a Facebook chain or whatever, or text. He said, where they give each other crap like you can't believe.
Isn't that great?
It's just, it
you
want to
have
stop.
That socialization.
And one of the things I talked important. To Don last night, I said, James Campen said, you have to tell the story why your nickname was Snickers. He goes, you brought that up.
I think you guys talk about it. It's great where it's not always the games. I think when people say it's the camaraderie, that's really what it is.
And that might be the last era where you'll have that. Because the free guys move much now, many different teams that, you know, back then it was pretty much you got drafted unless you got traded. That's where you stay.
You're making it out with that team.
Yeah.
And if you don't make it, you're done.
That's it. But Don now a financial advisor for lots of players, and he's just tremendously
That's
successful.
Awesome. Yeah, he is.
So we'll be talking with him. We're with Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. So what did I pull, Mark?
Probably your trapezius.
Trapezius. Oh my God, that's painful. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jade, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Alba Show.
Mine on the Mayor. Boy, this is 1988 or 9.
That is a great, great song.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's a great song.
That reminds me of being in some bars at night with some guys and that song would come on.
It's amazing how just even a couple measures of music can put you in a time of. Yep.
I would say 87. Con, what year is that song from? I'm saying 87. What do you say?
No, it's earlier than that.
Is it? Not much, though.
Well, 84?
It is. Okay, give me 1 second.
Oh, God. Todd would have had it.
Todd would have had it immediately. Todd would
have had it. Well, these are all his songs.
Whatever. Oh, Con. Yeah. How many more excuses you got there, Con? Wow. It's tough.
Yeah, like you said, you put yourself into an age. And,
oh, man.
Yeah. But nowadays, I don't think, you know, you have music come out now, I'd be like, I think people would be off by a decade.
I can't even imagine listening to, like, regular radio pop these days. I mean, I wouldn't know it's. Single thing. Song would be something new.
Ooh, I got it. 1986.
Oh, okay.
We
danced around it.
You were right. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, close. All right. So what's going on in your life of resolutions, Mark? You're a regular guest here.
You're like our savant. You're the expert.
Right. You got a good life. You work for Bellin. Great kid. Good marriage. Yeah. So what's the resolution? What's the secret?
We were just talking, Jim. I said I don't do New Year's resolutions, but I think it's good for everyone to reflect on, like Jim said, weekly resolutions or daily. Because I think if you set this thing, I'm going to lose 30 pounds.
Yeah.
How do you extrapolate that over, you know, each day to each month to, that's hard.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about
right
now, it's cold as heck. You tell me how many people got out of bed and it was easy to go work out outside today.
Coach Kathy.
Or go to the gym.
Yeah.
And I think she's, there are some that will do it.
Right.
I think.
But she's got the perfect personality for that. She is such a no-nonsense person. I can't see her making an excuse for herself.
Yeah.
But John's talked about this. You know what? I think sometimes when I've talked here, I'm the common folk where it's like, Kathy is awesome, what she does. But most people are not going to be able to going to choose not to.
How many she lose?
230-something?
235 pounds.
235 pounds. We talked about portion control last time.
Yeah.
Can you just, you know, portion control.
No.
As I came on, you guys were talking about what's still left around the house.
Yeah.
Snacks, alcohol. appetizers. Stuffed leftover
shells stuffed with cream cheese.
Yeah,
and a great spaghetti-type sauce.
No one's throwing.
Yeah, so it will get thrown out though after this week. But then it's like, okay, reset.
Right.
And what are you going to concentrate on? Even if it's walking.
Right. I was reading New Year's resolutions year after year. You know, they're pretty consistent. But like 2 years ago, the number one New Year's resolution was to lose weight. The second one was to become more, spend more time with family and friends. And the third one was to be more financially stable. And then the next year it was the health, and then it was financially stable.
And two things that didn't quite get solved.
The one with the friends moved on. The family and friends. People try that, like, nah, I don't think so.
I mean,
but that is a good resolution to reach out to an old friend or call, you know, I mean, really, it's a great excuse saying, hey, look, it's New Year's, man. I want to rekindle our friendship.
Yeah, but I think that's awesome to do. You know what I mean? Because
I haven't done it.
Last night, I had to work. We're a little short staffed, so I was out at one of the schools, and I worked late, got home, got started out late. And by the time you have dinner, you look, and you're like, geez, it's 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Am I going to, you know, that'd be the time during the summer I'd go out for a walk.
Right.
I'm not going to go out for a walk. So tonight, I'm going out to a game. So in between end of the day and before I eat dinner, I'll go out for a walk around the Titleton district. You know,
well, what do you guys have that you guys can use at Bellin? I mean, you guys got the most.
You must have access to that place in Comanche. You know,
Literally maybe best in the country, your facility?
Well, I think you can, again, we've talked about it. It's great you have technology, but sometimes it's a matter of you putting your time in and going out and doing it. You know, I mean, it's, like I said, we've talked about these walkers on I believe on Wednesdays that walk on out in Ashwaubenon. They go out from 9 to 10 and walk around the Titleton district. They love it because the pavement is heated, so it doesn't freeze over.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, around the Titleton district and the inside of there, you can tell when it snows real quick. It's all heated under the concrete.
Did you know that?
So I believe on Wednesdays from 9 to 10, they go walking. And it's great. That's why I think it's – when I heard that, it's a great theory, especially for our
– Absolutely.
I don't want to say elderly. It's even when you get older. You take a quick fall.
Yeah,
and you know it. You're on the ground so quick.
Like the south end zone too. Those are all heated. So you know sometimes when you sit like in section 119 or something, your feet are on ice, and that is what gets you cold.
Yeah.
You know, but there
the
it all melts.
Seats don't help.
Well, but it's plastic seats, and it's heated. Whatever, not heated concrete, but there's no ice under your feet. So,
So it makes a difference.
And if you can mall, walk. There's a lot of things you can do, but. Those resolutions, I mean, why not? It's a good excuse to start something new. I
got a question for you, Mark. Why aren't there more occupational therapists in Green Bay? It took me 2 weeks to get an appointment. Actually, 2 weeks isn't bad these days to get in any place.
No. Occupational therapists, there aren't as many.
Yeah.
I believe, like, our health system.
It's a great
I'm going to guess in this, and
career.
Please, my team probably is going to look at me like, are you right or wrong? I think we have three at our Titleton clinic and two or three in the rest of the system. So there's less occupational therapists. Occupational usually means elbow on down. So it's maybe like tendonitis or wrist or fingers, hands. We're a physical therapist. They may see shoulder, knees, hips, back. So
I never knew the difference.
Neither. Yeah. So that's probably what it is. So there's usually less.
Can you get your degree just through college, Mark, or is there post-college to become a therapist, physical therapist?
So a lot of physical therapists are getting doctorates now. So it's not just four-year degree.
But I mean, is it a med school type thing?
Training, education. It's
okay.
I mean, it's high end,
right?
But it's not. Is there
almost like an intern? Not an internship, but a what do you
residency?
Call it? Residency.
Yeah, we have residencies.
Okay,
we have people that are in sports residencies or orthopedic residencies. So, it's
pretty intense learning.
It is. I would say it's intense. The occupational is just it's training to specific muscles. You know, muscles and body parts. Body injuries.
But if you want to become the best, you need that residency.
You do.
You just got to have a very understanding partner to say, look, see you in a couple of years.
Yep.
Maybe I'll go into that.
That's pretty intense.
Yeah. All right, Mark Houston, Bellin Sports Medicine is here. We got Don Davey coming up at 8:06. We've got Dennis from the Glam Band coming in. We got a great musical group. And we've got Noel Dickman from the Payne Arts Center and Garden coming up right after this.
From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The USDA's H5N1 monitoring program set the lofty goal of eradicating the virus from U.S. dairy herds. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report. And Lucas Sostrom of the government affairs team at Edge Dairy Cooperative says the average producer shouldn't feel much impact from the program.
Unless, of course, their herd is positive and they wouldn't have found that before. That's maybe good monitoring, maybe catch things faster. And USDA has stated that their goal is to stamp this out. So I can tell you across our nine states, we have been asked to provide feedback. We'll be providing feedback. And across our nine states, they're kind of all the same as what I described. Doing it at the silo level is a problem. We turn over those milk silos at the processing plant fast. And so the trace back actually becomes more of a burden than necessary. Doing it at the milk truck level is a lot more samples, but maybe that's faster. And then doing it at the farm level, I think, is just probably impossible, but ultimately it's up to the states on how they want to do it, the percentage they want to get, and we'll learn from these first six states as we go forward.
I'll have more agriculture news right after this.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your agribusiness news. The Fund for Rural America, Compeer Financial's corporate giving program, is offering 123 scholarships to students this spring. Graduating high school seniors with an agriculture or rural background, or those planning to major in an agriculture-related field, are encouraged to apply by March 15th. The $1,500 scholarships go towards educational tuition expenses at community colleges, universities, or technical schools. Qualified applicants must be graduating seniors residing in Compeer Financial's 144-county territory with a 3.0 GPA or higher. This is based on a combination of written essay submissions, academic achievement, and agricultural community or youth organization involvement. Students can find more information and complete the online application at compeer.com/scholarships. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today, but it is going to be cold with a high of only 20 this afternoon. And the wind northwest to 10 to 20 will keep the wind chill factor hovering around or a little above zero here for a good chunk of the day. Clear tonight, down to 5 above tomorrow. Sunshine with a high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources, just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Join me on the next show. Sandy Williams will be here to ring in the new year, and we'll discuss the biggest issues affecting everyday Americans headed into 2025.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A Kakana man accused of shooting his father 15 times still hasn't had his preliminary hearing in court. 45-year-old Gregory Juarez is charged with first-degree intentional homicide in the death of his father, Daniel Juarez Sr. of Appleton, on November 24th. Juarez told the court that he has an attorney, but that attorney was not present at the proceedings on Thursday. Juarez will appear in court next on February 20th for a status conference. Energy experts say Wisconsin is expected to see an over $4 billion investment in clean energy projects over the coming years. A number of long-term energy projects are planned in the Midwest that will either be completely or partially located in Wisconsin. One of those projects includes the construction of long-range transmission lines for transporting clean energy. Experts say the construction on the projects alone could support thousands of jobs, and when completed, they could produce over 6.5 gigawatts of clean energy. If the Democratic Party wants Americans without college degrees to vote with them, then it needs to offer them something transformative for the nation's economy. So says UWGB professor and chair of Democracy and Justice Studies, John Shelton.
We need working Americans to see what it is that they deserve and that a party's actually fighting for those things and fighting with them. This isn't a sales job, right? I mean, this is building something together, and we have to do this over a sustained amount of time.
Shelton was a guest on Civic Media's Rational Revolution with Mark Becker. Rational Revolution airs Saturdays at 2 across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Friday morning. A little chilly out there, 19 in Green Bay, 20 in Appleton, 19 in Oshkosh. Con, do we have our guest on? All right, let's go to Noel Dickman, Paint Art Center and Garden. Good morning, Noel.
Good morning. It's Noel.
Yes. Hey, John didn't see the other L. So, yes, it's Noel. It's spelled right. Hey, okay, you've got...
As I was saying, yes. I was thinking, is this
right? Anyway, you've got it going on down there, Noel. Tell us, you know, I mean, the Nutcracker, unbelievable. What else is happening at the Paint?
So Nutcracker in the Castle wraps up Monday. It's the final days to experience the magic. And I've been telling everybody, wrap up your holiday season with a visit. After that, we're actually going to be closed for a little while. So if you want to come visit the Paint, get in this weekend and come just experience it.
Right.
What else do you got going? What's the castle and what's up? What's the castle? Oh, it's so Nutcracker in the Castle.
No, that's what it is.
Yep.
I'm
so
sorry,
it's a historic
Noel.
1920s mansion.
I'm out of my element. I'm going to let Jim and Mark handle this because I'm just going to keep screwing it up.
Did you have any sports in there?
When it comes down to the arts, is it sports or war stuff? Either one of those, I'll handle it.
Has Don Davey ever been to the Paint Art Museum?
Here we go. John, I'm going to help you out. Noel,
both of you, please.
Yeah, Noel, my wife and son have been there many times, and I think they came down and there was a back area where there's cupcakes. All right, John, now are you excited for that?
Much better. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, no, why are you closed? Are you bringing in a new display or what's happening after the castle?
Yeah. So, after Nutcracker ends, there's usually just a little bit of a time between when our next exhibition opens, and usually it'll open in February, but this year it's actually opening March 15th. So, we're just going to take some time to get the mansion a nice clean and take everything down and just not have to rush into that next thing and just have a little bit of downtime.
You know, we talk about attractions in communities and, you know, we're broadcasting out of Green Bay, although, you know, we're very active in Appleton and Oshkosh, but, you know, sometimes we're overshadowed by the Packers and they're so, we've got some great museums and car museums and different types of things. How is the Paint doing? I mean, I read about you all the time and I've been there a couple times. How is the community reacting to you, the Paint Art Museum?
Well, I'm glad to hear that you've heard about us and that you've seen us around. You know, we're doing great. We have a wonderful membership, wonderful supporters, awesome people that come through the doors on the daily. You know, usually for Nutcracker, we do about 25,000 people in the last few years. So, you know, things are going really well. Of course, the pandemic had an effect for a few years there, but now that everything's been getting back to normal, we're welcoming more and more people. We actually had an exhibition in 2022 that will be returning in 2025. And that was a huge way of getting the Pain's name out there, of just reaching a lot of people that might not have heard about the Pain before. And ever since then, we've been seeing more and more of them returning, which is just awesome. We love it.
And do you have family memberships there? Tell me about your pricing.
We do. So we have an individual membership, a family membership, and then rates go up from there, just depending on what level of support you'd like to give. The one that we most often recommend for people is $100. It's called the family membership. That'll get two adults and accompanying children into the door 12 months for the whole year. Free admission. You get invitations to special events. You get discounts on guided tours of Nutcracker and the Castle, which are the ones that feature the live acting and dancing. And they're super popular. They sell out even before Nutcracker starts every year. You'll get discounts in the gift shop.
Yeah.
And you also get early access to just all the reservations of Nutcracker and the Castle too.
Okay. I mean, come on, $100 for a family and there's nothing to do, Dad. Well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go to the Pain Art Museum.
12
see
months.
What's going on. 12 months. Yep.
Can't beat
that. That is a great deal. We, there's a number of those out there. I digress just a little bit. Down in Nashville for the Country Music Hall of Fame, they have a family membership too. You go twice, it's paid for.
Yeah,
you can go all year.
Like you said, Jim, that's the thing about it is, you know, it's two adults and you got kids, right, and say, hey, we're going to swing down there, even if you don't stay the whole time.
Right. You don't feel like I got to get my money's worth. It's like, wait, we'll come back
twice.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Come back in 6 months.
Right.
Come back on a
that's
cold
awesome
day.
Hey, where do your people come from, Noel, as far as, because it's all ballet in the Nutcracker, right? Is it a ballet thing?
Ballet. Yeah.
What did I say? Ballet.
Okay. What was your question?
What I'm saying, how do you, like, are they local people that become, I don't want to say ballet, because what's the guy called who's in ballet?
Here, I think, okay, tell, that closes on Monday. Tell us what the customer sees when they come to the display.
Okay, so three different types of tours: self-guided tours, candlelight tours, and guided tours. Self-guided tours are daytime, and that's just you're experiencing it on your own, venturing at your own pace. There's these huge storybooks that you can read from, and you'll learn about the story, see the decorations. Candlelight tours are a self-guided tour in the evening time, and those are tonight on Friday. Tonight's the last night that you can do those.
Cool.
And then the guided tours are where there's live music and acting. So you'll have someone who performs as Drosselmeyer. We have music performances by Valley Academy for the Arts, and that's really where the live acting and the music comes in. That Drosselmeyer leads you through the decor and kind of tells you through the story.
Oh, cool.
And do the live actors, are they local or you bring people in? How does that work?
Yeah.
They are. They're from the region. So actually, Joe Furlow at the Grand Opera House is one of our Drosselmeyers. He's one of our Drosselmeyers. And then we just have some local actors that have been with us for a really long time. Some of them have been with us from the beginning, and we're in our 18th year.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So the candlelight thing tonight, talk me through that. Exactly what's that all entail?
So reservations are required. So you can make reservations online at thepain.org or give us a call and we can make a reservation for you. And that's just going to be 4:30 to 8 tonight. You'd come to the Pain. You'd venture around on your own through the mansion, read the story from the storybooks. You get a fun little candle that you can hold as you go through. And you're really wandering by the glow of the Christmas trees and the lights are dimmed. And it's just kind of a magical experience.
Really, talk about something ages, you know, 1 to 92. I mean, that's
great.
It's for everybody.
It really is. Yeah, if you're a little kid, you're going to like have a blast. And
right.
if you're older, you're also going to have a blast. I mean, there's really no age limit to it. There's lots of different things to do. We have scavenger hunts, which helps keeps really little ones engaged. But then also, like, people of all ages love to go and hunt for these little mice figurines that we have hidden.
Sounds great.
So, all right, I just want to push the family membership. I think as people set New Year's resolutions, I mean, we bought a membership. We have a botanical gardens here in Green Bay. And same thing, you know, you can walk through it and there's stuff they learn how to plant plants and that's not my thing, but my wife likes that. But I just think we have to make these commitments and then it's good for the whole year. So I think the Pain's got to be right up there for people in Green Bay, but, you know, obviously people in Oshkosh and Appleton.
Yeah, we'd love to have you as a member. And we have gardens, too. We actually have three, almost 4 acres of gardens around the mansion. And those are changing throughout the year. We have major displays, tulip displays, annual displays, a fall display. So, you know, it's a really beautiful place. And one thing that I like to share with people is that your membership is a write-off for your taxes. So come next year, it's pretty much going to be free, right? So why not? It's just a really great way to support the pain and fun for you.
And Noelle, one last thing. Where are you located for anybody that hasn't been there?
Yep. We're at 1410 Algoma Boulevard in Oshkosh.
Fantastic. Outstanding. Great.
This is awesome.
Noelle, hope you have a great time with this. Hope you have a great time kind of recharging for this upcoming season. And thanks for what you guys do for the community. Another great thing that, you know, again, Jim said, you know, we're so Packer saturated, but man, we got some great things for the arts in Northeast Wisconsin. And congratulations on what you all do.
Thanks so much for having me. Right. Happy to talk about pain.
Thank you so very much. Noelle Dickman, Pain Art Center and Garden, Nutcracker in the Castle, and what else is going on in 2025? It's great stuff. And I wish I had known more about it because I was terrible
John,
in that interview.
No, John, I didn't know that it was live. I think that's cool that they bring the live people out at night. I didn't know that. When you asked that, I thought it was the display. You know how you go through these displays at museums, and to actually have Joe and some of these people do, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I didn't know they had that too. I know my wife and son have gone down there multiple times, and they've gone down there, and I think the big thing is the self-guided tours.
Yeah.
They're so easy.
Right.
You know, you go at your own pace because some people are going to really take a look at everything. I think my in-laws one time went with my wife, and they may take a slower time, and some people may want to be in and out in half an hour, an hour.
By the way, William just said a male ballet dancer is called a danseur or a principal dancer, a danseur. You know, I remember a Mr. Rogers episode. So I was watching with my nieces at the time when I was living with them, and he had Jerry Rice on doing practicing ballet to show that, hey, here's a professional football player, and he does ballet because it was the best stretching type thing they could possibly do.
They are unbelievable athletes.
I think that's what, I think you go back and find out what some athletes do, yoga.
Right.
Okay, Jim was talking, he wants to do yoga this year, yes or no? How do you guys look at yoga?
A little bit of yoga, a little bit of meditation. I'm tying the two together.
Yeah. I think it's, you know, yoga, I think it can help your mind, but it's flexibility.
Yeah.
I mean, this kind of goes back, like, no this machines. Isn't about, I kind of just talked about it as pro athletes, but anyone can do yoga. You could do yoga at home. In fact, I think I heard you guys, I was clicking from between the Apple Station and Green Bay, and you guys were talking about hot yoga. Hot yoga, that's not easy to do.
No.
Like, but is it hot, just a hot room?
It's a hot, like, hot room.
Like, how hot are we talking here?
Like, I bet you it's, I don't know. I want to say
a really hot sauna gets up to about 150.
Well, I don't think it's that hot.
Youpers out there, how hot do you get like a hot sauna?
No, don't talk to a Youper. Let's talk to somebody who does hot yoga.
Saunas.
But they don't know hot yoga.
How hot a sauna
but it's not.
We're talking about hot yoga.
But Jim, I think you were also talking about hot yoga is not just a matter of like sitting in a sauna and meditating. Hot yoga is really activity.
Yeah.
So
you are
active and you're getting more flexible. No. So it's a combination. But some people can't deal with that heat. That heat can sometimes get too warm.
Is it dry heat or do you have a like steamers going on?
No, I think it's more of a dry heat in most of those places.
Didn't we have that Genstar lady call in one time? Wasn't she on our show?
Genstar?
Genstar Yoga.
Oh.
Isn't that like a really popular yoga company? All right. Hey, we got our work to do on that because we want our listeners to. We have the mats.
Have they been unwrapped?
Not yet. Easy. We're baby saving steps, those for baby steps.
I mean, Mark, you don't want to just jump
in. Wait till 2026.
Right. There you go. I'm liking it.
It's barely been a year and a half since we've had those. Give us a break, would you? We got them in 23, and it's now 25, so.
All right, we're going to take them out of the cellophane.
Yeah.
Then it's going to take at least a year for them to unroll.
Maybe let them.
To put the brick set in the end.
Nikki, let them breathe. We're just in a quick break. Back after us.
Never been away, Hake. Never seen a day break. Leaning on my pillow in the morning. Crazy music playing in the morning.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Jim had to step out for a bit. Nikki, capably filling in.
Good morning.
This hasn't been a good ten minutes for me. I kind of butchered the interview, and I apologize for that. And then Nikki calls me out and just chastises me over the smallest thing.
Well, when in Rome. So first thing, there's coffee creamers and sugar packet wrappers just on display, just scattered throughout on the coffee bar. And I know our number one suspect. I know. You look bewildered right now, Mr. Mino.
Well, again, when Todd is here, if I'm running late, Todd actually puts the sugar and cream in my coffee and brings it into me.
Yep. Okay. And that's called enabling the behavior.
Great thing.
What I'm trying to do in 2025 is my game plan is to help elevate you personally. And maybe one day you'll start.
Today.
Yes, you'll dress like an adult.
I wore a belt.
You'll act like an
adult.
You
know what?
Read the emails that tell you where Todd is. They'll tell you the correct names of our guests.
I didn't get that.
So help me help you in 2025.
Okay. I'm going every Friday. I'm going to come as John Dutton.
Yeah, but then you got to use your cowboy voice.
I know.
I kind of sounded like Batman.
I don't know who you are. If I grew my thing and it wasn't gray, a goatee type thing.
Oh, thank you. Because this is radio, Johnny.
Yeah. And wore the same kind of, and I got the exact same sunglasses. I'd look like Rip from wearing this shirt, wearing my Yellowstone thing. Yeah. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
You know what? Rip picks up his coffee.
No, he doesn't.
Beth
takes care of him.
No.
Beth takes care of him.
Beth would take him to the train station if Rip did Mino things.
Yeah,
that's Beth would take him to the train station. 100%.
I know what you guys are talking about with Yellowstone. Oh. Never watched it.
You never saw it?
Man.
Never?
You are missing out.
No,
missing out.
Yeah, saw the ladies talking about Rip.
The last episode was kind of lame. What did you think?
I mean.
It didn't end the way I was hoping.
I mean, it was kind of like Ozark, too, right?
Yeah.
The last episode of Ozark, and you're just like, oh, wow.
Up until then, wasn't that a great show?
So gripping.
Did you ever see that one, Ozark?
No. Intense.
Wow.
Jason Bateman.
That was incredible.
Yeah.
That was a great show.
Yeah.
That was one of the all-time
greats. Did you watch his new one? He's got a new, maybe it's a movie. I'm looking at Conrad,
Jason
like
Bateman?
He's going to be a
Conrad.
Source of
he's,
information, but no. You're kind of no. O for the day today.
O for his life.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Okay.
Did you see Jason Bateman's new thing on Netflix?
Carry On. Yes.
You Whoa. Did?
Yeah.
Well, look at the big screen.
Did you watch
it? It's there, but you have not
no,
watched it.
No, I watched it.
Oh.
And? I watched it the day it came out.
What?
I watch a lot of movies with working on Peach Schwab's show. So.
Oh, entertainment.
So this is a movie?
Yes.
Jason Bateman has a new movie? Or
it's
is it on Netflix?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't like it.
What's it about?
You don't have a
it's
man
just
crush?
So unrealistic. The whole movie is unrealistic.
Huh.
So I
do you know that I have a crush on Jason Bateman?
I didn't know that.
Why Jason Bateman?
He has some good movies that I just don't think that one
He's
is.
Just like white bread, isn't he?
Said the biggest slice of Wonder Bread right to my left.
Wow.
I'm a little... What is my deal with you today?
I don't know.
I may have to move between these
you
two.
You might
now.
Have... Did you wear your referee stripes today?
Actually, you know what? I'm sorry.
We almost had a
Saturday Night Live skit come to life. Do you remember back in the... Tad! Remember the old... That skit? Okay.
Tad!
And he'd go over and I'll make you a nice egg salad sandwich on white bread and a glass of Tang.
Oh my God.
Mom!
This is
And I basically what did I make you the other day? What did I make you?
This is our life right now.
What did I make you?
Egg salad.
I should have brought down a glass of Tang because I had Tang in
I took pictures of it.
Did you?
I did.
I made her an
I
egg
sent
salad
it
sandwich.
To the group.
She had had egg salad sandwich in like 30 years. I still think that's one of the most underrated sandwiches in the world.
Okay.
That's a big nope for me.
Really, Mark?
Really?
You know what, though? I put cheese in mine. I put a slice of cheese in mine.
My wife, my son and wife, they eggs, nope.
Really?
Scrambled eggs, love it.
But not egg salad?
Right.
Yep.
And
nope.
That's why.
Oh my God.
And that's exactly why. Because those eggs were boiled at Mino's apartment.
Yeah.
And they didn't stink up my house.
Yeah.
That's why. And then, so... Okay, here's going to be an odd trivia. Was that 2 minutes? Okay, perfect. Thanks. You are the first person, you are the first boy to have ever cooked for me.
Shut up. Really?
Swear to God.
Wow.
No, hey.
Swear to God.
How do you know he cooked for you?
Because it was toasted.
Yeah, it was toasted.
And he had started the eggs, come down, and then gone back up. So there was controversy about whether or not.
Because I said, oh my gosh, I left my eggs cooking.
I'm like, well, there goes the fire alarm. I was prepared for the showers.
No, I've got a really great, I got an official egg thingy where you put, it's awesome for hard boiled eggs. They come out perfect every time.
I mean, it's a little water. Obviously user friendly.
Yeah. Because then it shuts off after a certain time. And the hard-boiled eggs, you know what? You put them in cold water right away, and the shells just, like, fall off.
Yeah.
I hate it when the shells stick to the eggs. They, like, fall off.
So, don't worry. I was a little miffed.
That was a good egg salad sandwich.
It was.
And it was low-carb bread.
And it was toasted, and that slice of fake Velveeta cheese.
Yeah.
Well, so what's the rest of the year going to be looking like for you guys?
A lot of egg salad. A lot of egg salad.
I mean.
I don't even need the plate back.
We could put pickles on them.
I don't even need the plate back.
I saw the pickles.
The plate?
Yeah.
there was discussion.
Is it paper?
The plate.
Is it paper?
Yeah,
it was.
It's that plastic paper. You can reuse those.
It was the good. No, it wasn't.
You can. Yeah,
it was very. It was high end, though.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Wow.
I wish it was the pattern.
All right. We got to set a quick break. We come back. Former Green Bay Packer Badger Don Davey will be joining us, and Dennis Peters from the Glam Band. Back after this.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, hard to believe, the one-year anniversary of Matinair on air. We're going to celebrate and wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Get the family out of the house this holiday season and book a private event with us at Heights Pub and Parlor, located at 217 North Washington Street in downtown Green Bay. We provide an unmatched atmosphere where you can soak in the modern elegance of history. With seating for 32 and space for up to 100 guests, let our second floor parlor and third story loft treat you to top-notch service from a personal bartender and hand-picked food selections from our kitchen. 2024 dates are booking out fast, so secure yours now. Like and follow us on Facebook or check us out at heightsgb.com to discover more.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden said the risk to national security and the critical supply chain is why he's blocking Nippon Steel's proposed purchase of U.S. Steel. ABC's Mary Bruce has more from the White House.
U.S. Steel, of course, the iconic Pennsylvania-based company, had argued the merger would provide critical funding to keep plants open and preserve thousands of jobs, but the union resisted the deal, saying it was bad for their workers. Now, President-elect Trump had also opposed the takeover.
The president-elect supports House Speaker Mike Johnson ahead of today's vote for Speaker. Johnson tells ABC he's confident he'll win on the first ballot, but ABC News has counted at least 17 Republicans not committing to supporting Johnson. The Surgeon General's released a report calling for stronger warning labels on alcohol to highlight the link between alcohol consumption and cancer. Bourbon Street's reopened for business, but the warnings have gone out from the FBI about potential for copycat vehicle attacks like the one on New Year's Day. This is ABC News.